unhealthy selfishness keeps you stuck and keeps you sacrificing for other people. Why? Because it's really still about you. You don't want to feel guilty. You don't want to disappoint. You don't want to deal with the backlash. You don't want to have the difficult conversation. All of that is still about you. The unhealthy selfishness here is you do it for other people. Why do you do that? Why can you make those massive commitments? It's because of unhealthy selfishness. So take that same amount of energy, focus on what you actually want, and develop the healthy selfishness. What I want to talk about is this. If you have worked on and you've become clear on what you want, first you have to understand, you have to ask what you want. You have to decide what you want. No one's going to tell you what you want. You have to figure it out and own that. Yes, this is what I want. Secondly, you have to calculate the cost. What's it going to cost me to get what I want? And this includes overcoming fear and practical things like time and money. And then you have to commit. Exclamation mark. The exclamation mark means to pay the price in full. No discount, no bargains, no shortcuts. That's the commitment. And when you discover, oh, there's a cost that I haven't anticipated or thought of before, you have to assess. Okay, if I add that cost here and I look at what I want, is it worth it for me? And if you say, absolutely, usually it's a bargain. Usually it's like priceless what you want compared to what it'll cost you. Then you have to recommit to pay the price in full. Even though sometimes the cost that gets added might seem unfair, it's not within your control, it's not because of you, it's, you know, sets you back a few steps, doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter. You have to calculate that cost, add it, and then decide if you want to commit to pay that price in full. Structure becomes your friend. Once you own what you want and you see that doesn't align with what I want, okay, cut it. What's the cost of cutting that? Because the cost might also be letting go of things. So letting go of maybe it's status, maybe it's what it will look like on the CV, maybe it's disappointing people, right? Frustrating people and people accusing you. That also happens sometimes when you decide to focus on what you want. So once you've structured things in a way, cutting things away, then discipline needs to be applied. And once again, not discipline in the military sense and grinding and grit and punishing yourself and all those things. No, it's love. Discipline is love. Procrastination leads to self-pity and the victim mindset. Discipline leads to love. Love leads to is discipline, because love is to do what's important, even when it's hard and without it being urgent. In terms of the cost, now that I know what I want, now that I decided what I want and I'm owning what I want, and now that I realize what it's going to cost, where am I taking massive action? If you struggle to answer that, the next thing you can say is, now, where aren't you taking massive action? You know, this is the massive action I need to take, but you're not. What's that? Today, certain things need massive action, right? Like, it can be a small step, but it's massive action, massive commitment. Right, so back to the question. What massive action do you have to take? Are you taking, or are you avoiding? This is another way to gain clarity, because it's tied to so many things. It's the big domino. So the big domino, if I take massive action on this thing, if I'm able to topple over this domino, it will have a knock-on effect in and on other areas of my life, like my identity. Because my identity statements change from I am lazy, I'm a procrastinator, to I can do hard things. When I left full-time ministry, suddenly I had sponsors who said, we support you, build this thing, figure it out, whatever it is that you want to do. And I could do anything. So moving from Potchefstroom to Cape Town, you know, where there's so many things to do and see and explore, and I can go mountain biking whenever I wanted and then work and meet people whenever I wanted. There was no meetings, no structure, nothing. It was horrible. Horrible. Because if you do it now, do it tomorrow, it doesn't really matter. And because I didn't know all of these things that I can share with you now, I wish I did. I wish I was on a quest back then. Because I would be able to get clear on what I want, say no to things, eliminate things, and then focus on that. So I know the feeling if there's no deadline. So you have to create those deadlines. So if there's no structure, there's no deadline, there's no rhythm to follow, no action to take. You said, I don't like routine. I don't like routine. And that becomes an identity that you'll protect. Unknowingly, unconsciously, you'll protect it. No, this is now becoming a routine. This is now structure. And I most don't like it. So let me break it down again. So changing that narrative will help you, because that sentence, I don't like routine, whether it's true or false, good or bad, right or wrong, that's irrelevant. You only have to ask the question, is it healthy? So when is it healthy? It's healthy when it helps you be who you want to be, do what you want to do, attain what you want to attain. So that's obviously not helping you. So it's unhealthy. So what would be a healthy identity statement instead of saying, I don't like routine? I am structured. It's about putting the focus there. I am structured. Because now you are helping your brain and the RAS helps you find opportunities to show how structured you are. Catch yourself when you feel whatever emotions accompany not getting things done, whatever emotions accompany I don't like routine, let those emotions be the cue, be the clue. Oh, I'm operating from an old belief system. My new one is I'm structured. Unhealthy selfishness keeps you stuck and keeps you sacrificing for other people. Why? Because it's really still about you. You don't want to feel guilty. You don't want to disappoint. You don't want to deal with the backlash. You don't want to have the difficult conversation. All of that is still about you. The unhealthy selfishness is you do it for other people. Why do you do that? Can you make those massive commitments? It's because of unhealthy selfishness. So take that same amount of energy, focus on what you actually want, and develop the healthy selfishness. This word, it links to our theme today. To be intentional. For example, in a relationship, no one's going to fight for my wife and I to have quality time. I have to be intentional about that, which comes back to structure and discipline, structure and love, scheduling. No one's going to fight for me to have fun and play. I have to structure it. No one's going to fight for me to exercise, sleep well. I have to be intentional about those things. So this captures the structure, the discipline, but also the commitment. Because when you're intentional, there's commitment. I'm committing to paying the price in full. This is another installment to pay the price in full.